This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I had some of the best customer service I've ever had this weekend. We just had this woman when we came in was so good, gave all the like, here's how to find free parking, here's how to do this. Definitely don't eat this restaurant, blah, blah, blah. The bartender at this hotel, amazing people. Like, I want to leave them a good review. And I just, it's hard. Like, I don't.
The review part.
The follow through when you're mad is so easy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, I know I should say something, but I just don't see, like, this is it. This is my online, like, they deserve it. Kimberly and Keith at the DoubleTree in Canton, Ohio, were sick. Every single, but
dude, if you would take the time, that'd be to them. That's precious.
But where do I do it? Do I do it on Yelp? Do I do it on TripAdvisor?
Yelp, any Google, any of it helps.
Because Yelp is shady as hell, right?
They all kind of are.
Yeah.
Can you just go to the actual website?
To go to Double, like maybe.
Yeah, in Canton, and just leave them or call the manager. Actually, they.
Like, Yelp will take, they'll put up a bad review. It's like a shakedown, allegedly. Do I need to say that so we don't get in trouble? Mm-hmm.
I know what you're about to say. Yeah.
No, they will, like, go. Yeah. Oh, so, like, if you own a restaurant and there's a bad review, they're like, why don't you, as a restaurant owner, subscribe to our service and we can scrub X amount of bad reviews every month?
Right.
And they do that. But it's like, if you choose not to subscribe, then you get dinged. They put up. So then I wonder if they do the opposite, where if I were to write a stellar review of these two. Like,
and one review makes such a difference. Like, for my business on Google, I have all 5 stars, and one person decided to give me a, like, 3.5 star, and it brought my rating down from a 5 to a 4.4.
Shut up.
From one review.
And you can never get back to 5 now.
And it wasn't even a bad, like, the review didn't match the stars. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She was like, it was kind of a weird building and hard to find. And
that's
then
not
everything
a
else was
you.
Great. Yeah. And I was like, man, you don't realize how much you brought my average down just by your one review.
But then they raved about the service and how awesome you are when they're in the building that they couldn't.
Can you reach out to them and get them to take it down?
You can, like, I mean, I guess
dispute
I could,
it?
But I don't want to do that.
You
can respond to them on there and, you know.
Has anybody in this room written a positive review ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm a terrible person. I should.
A lot of the people that, like, you do tours with, if you travel, they beg you because it helps them so much. I mean, it took me 6 months before I did all my Morocco ones. And he, like, reached out to me on Instagram and was like, please, please, will you do this for me? And he was fantastic, like, one of the best experiences. So I was like, yes, I need to do it. And I sat down and I wrote, like, a whole thing.
Dang, it's a lot.
But he had to bug me a lot.
I just don't. It's just proof that the negative emotion will always win.
Yeah.
You're right. I left an apology on a work website just like within a month or so ago.
Because you were mean?
I was. I cut somebody off in traffic. I was getting onto I-25 during rush hour. What the hell was I doing on I-25 in rush hour? But I merged. It was getting tight. And I had to merge in with all these other cars. And there was a work truck. And I cut them off. But I did the wave, and he did the brights. Like, it's cool. It's no biggie. But he was super cool. If I was him, I would have flamed me. I would have gone off. So he was so cool about it. But we're moving so slow that he ended up.
Then
coming,
you're just
yes.
stuck. Oh
now
my God.
He's, now he's
cutting somebody
yes.
off in bumper to bumper is the stupidest thing you
yeah,
can get.
Yep, I know.
It's like, we're going to be buddies for a long time.
For a long time. So, of course, I'm looking everywhere but to where he's at next to me. So when I got home, I actually remembered the business on the side of the truck. I remember what truck number, and I went, hey,
shut up.
I did, to the guy at
you gutless.
5:30 p.m.
Cool.
on
okay.
a Thursday on I-25. Right. And yeah.
Wow. You took the flashing lights as a positive. I would take that as a negative. Hey, I saw that.
In some states, it's positive. In some states, it's a negative.
I feel like people who drive trucks, it's positive.
Okay.
Especially
like truckers, if you let a semi in, they'll yeah. do the lights off, lights on, or like...
The red lights, I love that.
Yes.
But what are you doing letting an 18-wheeler pass you? What are you doing
You
wrong?
Just sometimes have, like, they're so long, uh-huh. and everybody's just like, oh, I'm already past your back wheel, and it's like, bro, somebody's going to have to slow down, or they're never going to get over. So, like, then when they do that, then they turn their lights off and on.
Which
for
is
you, and
cool.
you're just like, holding your hand way out, like, yeah, I can see you, thank you.
Which is cool. I like
nice.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go write some reviews.
I've written two positive ones each time we moved for the movers because they hit us pretty hard, too. Like, it helps us so much. They're kind of, like, waiting in the kitchen. Like, so if you could just do that, and we'll be on our way.
We're not really going to leave yeah. until we see Yelp open.
Yeah.
Okay. I think TripAdvisor is probably the better way to go. They're not as shady.
Yeah. I think on any reviews, you got to take the middle ones. Because like you said, it's either you had a horrid experience yep. and that's the passionate people who are writing yeah. in, or it was like above and beyond. They fixed everything. Like you got upgraded and yeah. then you write the reviews. So like if you get the middle ground ones that are like, it was, I don't know.
The middle ones, like they just more? Seem like the most genuine ones.
Okay.
Because there are so many of the like glowing reviews that you're like, you work there. Like you're saying crap no one would ever say. It was sublime the way, and you're like, nobody says sublime. Like you just, like they're reading like a wine review and applying it to a hotel.
Yeah.
Like don't, and we know somebody who used to get paid to do that.
Yes.
Literally was a frustrated writer. He was making like hundreds of dollars a week just to write reviews.
Right.
On
that's right.
Amazon products.
Amazon is the worst. Mm-hmm. You really can't.
They're faking a bunch of stuff.
There's like bot things and allegedly.
How yes. about reviews? I mean, reviews are okay. Like on like if a product.
That's no. what I'm meaning. No.
They're like, all, they have yeah. a bot that's just writing. So then it's like, because a lot of times I'm like, I'm on the fence. But then it's like, if it's got 5 stars, but it's only 14 reviews.
Right.
Only 14 people know, but you'll go to a product, it's like 10,000 5-star reviews. You're like, I got to get it. And you get it. It's a piece of crud. And then you look at all the reviews and they're totally like that bot call you get. It's
okay.
like, cop will come to house, IRS want money. Like, and that's what the reviews are. It's.
Do you think the companies that hire reviewers, do you think those reviewers have reviews? Of like how good their reviews are.
Yes. These guys' reviews are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.